Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to join me today. Well, for those of you who have been joining me, with the Lord's help, we'll continue the message or conclude the message. I continue and conclude the message that I've been sharing on holding to His unchanging hand. And if at any point you want to rehear or miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our unveilchrist.org website, and they are archived there for your convenience at any time. Well, we were talking about what are the things that we can do to assure ourselves, to help us grow in our Christian walk. And of course, the first thing I shared on yesterday's broadcast is that you need to make sure that the Lord is master and Lord of your life, not just Savior. That's a second step where you say, Lord, whatever you want. If He's king, hey, the king's subjects do what the king says. Okay. And then to give Jesus your abilities, your talents, dedicate them to the Lord. And thirdly, to be able to give to the Lord your material possessions. Beloved, we need to hold on to everything we have in a very loose way. Everything you have belongs to the Lord. Including our bodies. We got our bodies from the Lord. He formed us in our mother's womb. All the physical things, material things we own, we belong to Him. But you know, there's also a beautiful divine exchange. He is our inheritance and He is ours. So everything He possesses is ours as well. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Because you, beloved, belong to the Lord. All you own belongs to Him. And it isn't really giving up anything to the Lord because, you know, it belongs to Him already. He just put you in charge of it as a steward over what belongs to Him. So when you give your tithes, your offerings, God will make that 9/10 you've left go farther than if you kept the whole portion. And many testimonies how that's in fact been the case, even on people on very limited funds. He has ways of blessing. He has ways of stretching funds. And then finally, also, become faithful in your place of fellowship. Don't be an absentee member, showing up when you get good and ready. If a baseball game or a sports event means more to you than being in church, something's wrong, beloved. Where's your priorities? If going fishing means more to you than being in church, something is wrong. Now, I'm not talking about needed vacations or family time away. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about attitude. I'm talking about priorities. If you just go visiting every weekend, doing whatever, and that means more to you than being faithful in your place of fellowship, in your church, then something's wrong. You belong to a new family. You're part of the family of God. And by joining a Bible-believing, teaching, practicing fellowship, you will have a deeper sense of belonging. It will provide you with an increased opportunity to help others, to use your gifts. Through your church and its ministries, you can reach out to the ends of the earth, and you will find your church in turn ministering to your needs. And you know, if you don't have a right church home, write me and ask, and we'll pray that God will lead you to one. I mean, some people still call me pastor. I was pastor for many years, and for many that live in remote areas, there's no church in their area, they still consider me their pastor, even though it's, you know, through the radio. That's not the place. I never encourage people. I always encourage people to find a local fellowship at all possible. And of course, you want one that believes the Word of God is inerrant and absolute, and that God means what He says and says what He means. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, the Word of the Lord says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, You know, a lot of Christians start out in a flame of glory, but they end up in nothing but a fizzle. The important thing, beloved, is how we end. Those of you up in years, beloved, it's important how you end the race that you're running strong, that you are doing all you can to the limit of your ability to bring glory to God. Remember, the only one who likes a lukewarm person is the devil. We are to stand our ground. We're to stand steadfast. We are to persevere. Hear what James says in his epistle, that very first chapter, verses 2 through 4. He states, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance or patience must finish its work so that you must be mature and complete, not lacking anything," or as the King James says, "perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Hebrews 13 and 15 states, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips that confess His name, and do not forget to do good and share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." Verse 17 says, "Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy and not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you." Beloved, God has placed fivefold ministry in the body of Christ. He's never done away with it. There are those that say, "Oh, well, you know, there's no apostles today. There's no prophets today." They will allow teachers. They will allow evangelists. They will allow pastors. But, beloved, just like the five fingers of a hand are needed in our physical members, God ordained and designed that fivefold ministry, the prophetic voice, the apostolic vision, that ideally, if they could operate in any church home, that is ideal, because there's the completion of that fivefold ministry team. And beloved, we always used to work in team ministry. We spent our years, I've been listening to some of Brother Glass's old tapes. My goodness, I tell you what, we always had a vision for team ministry, wanting to see God's people use themselves. Brother Glass used to say, "I don't want to be the only person that's prophesying." He would always encourage people to move out, to step out. And that's what I'm doing on this broadcast. I'm saying, hey, God's given you gifts. What are you doing with them? Don't sit on them. Remember the parable of the talents. You don't want to be found hanging your head before the Lord and say, "Well, Lord, you know, I didn't do very much with it." And you don't want to be like that wicked servant who went and buried the talent because he ended up not having a good place. He was sent to be with the hypocrites. And so, beloved, we need to be willing to allow God to use us. And One criteria, one way we can use to judge our present actions, what we're doing for the Lord, even just on a day-to-day basis, is this pleasing to the Lord? That response you made, the words you said. Sometimes it's not even the words. Like I shared recently on a broadcast, Brother Glass was really correcting me, and I didn't say anything. He said, "You don't have to." Just our attitude, our look. We communicate, beloved, in many, many ways. That's why, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not into social media. There's nothing like face-to-face contact. There's nothing like talking to someone on the phone. It's unbelievable. Some of the young people, they don't talk on the phone, they text. And, you know, that's all right. There's a time and a place for it. But, I mean, I can recall a friend of mine saying she invited a family over for dinner. They were sitting there just visiting before the dinner, and the kids were texting to one another in the same room. I mean, is something wrong with that? And we're getting experts saying, scientists basically saying that, or psychologists, you know, that people are suffering from this. They're living in a virtual reality. People don't know how to communicate in a real way anymore. They're overcome with technology and all these devices. Last time I was in an airport, they're sitting there, everybody's got something in front of their face. I'm in my 70s, so, you know, I remember a time when black and white television was still coming out. I know some of you still do, too. Anyway, that's the criteria. This is a criteria. Is it pleasing to the Lord? And if you use this guideline in your decision-making, in your actions, in your home life, in your public life, in your Christian life, you won't go far wrong. What does the Lord tell us? Hold on to His unchanging hand. Isaiah 41 and 13. Let these verses be imprinted on your heart. For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Praise God. For the Lord would say, my little one, do not look at the failures of the past. Do not look at your shortcomings, for I am in process in your life. I am working to develop the very image of my Son, says the Lord. I am working to develop much fruit in your life. I may ask things of you that would challenge your faith, that would stretch you, but be willing to step out. Be willing to say, yes, Lord, I'll be willing to do that. Let no task seem lowly. Let no situation you are in be too humbling for you. Remember that I came to serve, not to be ministered to, and I desire that you would be my minister in this earth. Does not my word say, beloved, I have made every one of my people able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation? So go forth, says the Lord, and give me glory. Obey me, and you will see miracles and wonders as you do so, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that word. We thank you, Lord, that that same anointing that you gave to Jesus, the body of Christ can experience his fullness as we work and grow together. Each one of us having our anointing, and when it flows together, it is the body of Christ in action. It is Jesus manifesting here in this earthly realm. Praise God. Lord, we look forward to a time when you physically are going to be here with your glorified buddy, and we shall be with you. But until then, Lord, we love you. We thank you for your goodness. Beloved, thank you for joining me today. Next time, we'll see what the Lord has for us. Remember, please share your prayer request. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.